This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today, a doubleheader, Raiders and Falcons. Vikings and Bears, and we had Thursday night football with the Rams and the Niners, which is awful. That was 12-6. Last night, you get the Raiders and Falcons just, and I believe the Raiders had a shot to tie the game or take the lead. I know Mark Davis and Tom Telesco were in the suites. Tom Telesco, the GM of the Raiders, said, do not win this game. Mark Davis said, please lose it. They lost 15-9. It was ugly. Minnesota rolls over the Chicago Bears. The Bears are cooked, and Caleb Williams is just lost right now. That offense is lost, but just looking at the quarterback scene last night.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Caleb, I'm going to give him a pass, Shaska, as I say good morning to everybody out there, get off the graveyard shift, you know, all the overnight dancers, firefighters, cops, etc. Hopefully you're doing some good Christmas shopping and drive safe. But Caleb Williams, I'm going to give him a pass because of the coaching situation. Let's see what he does next year with those weapons, and maybe they you know, improve their offensive line. So I was really focused on Darnold, Kirk Cousins, and whoever the hell the Raiders were playing. Now, we know the Raiders need a quarterback. That's for sure. They're getting a quarterback, whether it's Shador, Cam Ward. Who knows? Maybe they're trying to throw some money at Sam Darnold. I have no idea. They need a quarterback. Kirk Cousins is cooked. So if Kyle Shanahan was watching that film and there's any second thoughts about Brock Purdy or whatnot, going to Kirk Cousins is not the answer. That's for sure. We could I think we could cross his name off the list.
Kirk Cousins.
You know what he looked like to me last night?
Matt Ryan?
No, I was going to say Trent Dilfer in a Niner uniform. Like, just can't move, can't throw. The team is scared to throw the ball. Even though I felt like they had a couple of weapons, you know, out there, and Bijan's an absolute stud.
He's gun shy.
I'm watching both those games, and it's 1/8 of the league, essentially, four teams playing last night. And your takeaway was quarterbacks, and mine was absolutely like just looking it through the quarterback prism and also the head coach prism. All the criticisms, myself included, when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, I'm saying, I saw three coaches last night that don't belong in the league.
No. Raheem Morris.
He's a coordinator. I'm watching whatever the hell Antonio Pierce is doing. Nice guy, rah-rah, dude. He doesn't know what he's doing on offense.
No.
Literally every single punt was going to get blocked last night.
He has no idea what he's doing, period. We've heard the rumors about practice not being organized. I mean, the day one, we saw it last year, was like, oh, they're going to take the bait with Antonio Pierce, and they're going to just bypass Jim Harbaugh.
Absolutely.
I would have threw the kitchen sink at Jim Harbaugh.
And our... Like, looking at it through a Niner prism, I understand we have higher standards. Believe me, I get that. I understand, like, you know, the way Nike operates isn't the way a startup shoe company is going to operate, right? There are standards at Nike, right? I understand that. And the Niners have standards right now. But how can you watch the rest of the league as you see, like, Sam Howell coming in for Geno Smith at the end of that game and sit here and say that, you know, A, the quarterback is garbage or stinks, quote unquote, and B, that the head coach has no business being the head coach of the 49ers moving forward. I think both of those things are dismissed when you take off your Niner lenses and you just watch the rest of the league objectively. There are so many bad teams, bad coaches, bad quarterbacks. Does that mean I throw $1 billion at the head coach and give him autonomy for the rest of his career? No. Does that mean I give the quarterback a blank check? No. But I'm saying, like, I know our season's been down, and I know it's bad, and I know it's ugly. At least we aren't those teams.
No.
They look hopeless.
No, Shanahan. I mean, the rhetoric with Kyle Shanahan. Like, the fact that Diana Rossini over the weekend had to write a report that Shanahan's seat is not even close to being hot. I'm like, yeah, duh. Duh. Anybody with the brain would understand that Shanahan's not going anywhere. Nor should he. We see what's happening this year. Yeah. Has he been at his best? No. As Steve Young said, he needs to reinvent himself. Well, we'll explore that avenue on how he reinvents himself, and I got some ideas on that. We all think they need more explosiveness on the outside and a little more speed, and, you know, you got to stop being so predictable in the red zone or whatnot. But Raheem Morris, I'm not mad at him getting another chance. He did a great job with the LA Rams as their defensive coordinator, but that organization, Arthur Blake and the owner, threw the blank check at Kirk Cousins. And then you turn around and draft Michael Penix Jr. This makes no sense. So now you put yourself behind the eight ball to where if you try to release or move on from Kirk Cousins, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. So I that didn't make any sense. And they passed up on Bill Belichick. He wanted that job. They said no to Bill Belichick. So that's the Atlanta. And Atlanta's going to be Atlanta forever as long as Arthur Blake is the owner. He just gets in the way. And I like the guy. I really do. But he gets in his own way. Minnesota's in a good spot with Kevin O'Connor. I like that guy a lot. I like him a lot. I like his offense. I like his design. You see what he's doing with that offense. You see what he's doing with that defense of Brian Flores. They're in a good spot. They're a sleeper team in the NFC, especially if they gain home field advantage and they get to play their games inside that stadium. Ooh-wee, that'd be tough. But those other three teams, like the Raiders, are going to go through another facelift.
I know.
Who wants that job? I mean, you look at the talent on a team. Oh, my gosh.
Well, so, like, we've had people call in. I know that this is, like, a small drop in the overall bucket of 49er fandom, but people are like, Brock's not an NFL quarterback. No, Desmond Ridder's not an NFL quarterback, right? That's a guy who had, like, 90 yards passing, through 90 yards of total offense. Forget passing. Through, like, basically 3.5 quarters, you know? Brock Purdy is a functional starting quarterback in the NFL. I think he's good. You know, if you think he's middle of the pack, fine, whatever, you know? And I just, I understand the, oh, well, he's never going to be Josh Allen or Lamar. Yeah, yeah, we get that. We understand that. But you can still win a lot of games with him. And this kind of comes back into my, like, Dak Prescott rhetoric, where I hear a lot of people, Dak is terrible.
No, he's not terrible.
Dak's a good player.
They're a top five offense three years in a row, and they've had really no running game.
They've won that division multiple times during his tenure. You know, like, they are a double-digit win team when he plays, essentially, right? And look, is there a ceiling in the playoffs? Sure, sure. But you can make a lot of money and be wildly profitable as an organization going to the playoffs year after year after year. So I just think the way we talk about these quarterbacks, and I know I'm guilty at times of this, is just absurd. And then I think about confidence, Bonte, and I don't know if Brock's got the ultimate confidence currently going, but I look at someone like Sam Darnold, and he feels very empowered, and he's got a lot of confidence in what he's doing right now. And I think confidence is an intoxicating drug for an athlete.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going there.
No, no, I was just going on like, I'm thinking about guys that don't have confidence. Like, Podziemski doesn't have any confidence right now.
I don't look at Brock Purdy and say, man, that's not a confident quarterback.
I think he's lost a little. That's just my interpretation.
I think he's battling something with the injuries, with the shoulder and the elbow. And then there's a trust factor. You know, when you don't have, when you got Ricky Pearsall, who you didn't, you weren't able to build a rapport with Ricky Pearsall in training camp for multiple reasons. Deebo Samuel's obviously lost something there. And when your receivers, you don't trust your wide receivers to compete for balls, to compete for contest 50-50 balls like Juwan Jennings, you lose some trust. So, yeah, a little confidence in the way that, boy, I don't know if I can throw the ball to this guy. I'm not confident he's going to come down with it. I'm not confident he's going to get wide open. So then, yeah, maybe that confidence does affect your mental psyche to say, yeah, I'm just a little gun-shy right now because I don't trust what I have out there. I trust George Kittle, I trust Juwan, but I don't trust the other assets that I have right now. I don't trust our running game to get going here, to trade out yards without Christian McCaffrey, Jordan Mason. I don't trust my offensive line to hold up for 3 to 4 seconds to give me the proper time to dissect the defense and process everything. So, yeah, there's a little slippage there, but I think Brock Purdy, from what I've seen from him throughout his career, the guy can handle adversity. The guy can handle the tough times. And so I just think it's when we focus on the money and what he's going to get, who do you, to me, that's just silly stuff. You're going to roll back Shanahan and Brock Purdy. The question I have for everybody is, do you still believe he's a franchise quarterback? Because you could sign him for another year or two and have opt-outs in his contract, but do you think he's a long-term solution? And that's where we waver back and forth. Again, we have the golden four with Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes. We know those guys are just absolute studs. Justin Herbert's trying to enter that category, right? He's trying to enter that category. Jalen Hurts is trying to enter that category. But right now, when you look around the league, I mean, do you really want to move? Like, what's going to be available out there in the open market? It could be a Kirk Cousins. It could be a Sam Darnold. Are you really better off with Sam Darnold as opposed to Brock Purdy? I don't know.
Is it a one-off for Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I don't.
Does it work with us?
Do you want to go through that once again? We all talk about out here, like, boy, we're tired of the musical chairs at the quarterback position. Can you sustain long-term success as a franchise if you continue to flip the deck at the most important position in all of sports? Well, and I don't think you can.
Very few teams can pull off what, you know, Bill Parcells did with Hostetler winning a Super Bowl, you know, coming in for an injured Phil Sims, or do what Joe Gibbs did, winning with three different quarterbacks, right? Like, that's really hard. It's really hard to do that, to win big. And that's, I think, part of what makes Andy Reid such an intriguing head coach in the history of the game, is that he's won with so many different quarterbacks. Right. It's really hard.
A division title here and there, but, like, going into the playoffs
major.
And winning.
We're talking about winning major. Yeah, winning major. It's very difficult.
Yes.
I mean, again, there's a handful of guys, you know. So I guess when you say franchise quarterback, I guess my question is, what do you mean by that? Do you mean, like...
Mean franchise quarterback. Is he the guy for the next 4 years? Is he the guy you're willing to sign up for?
So then he would have, like a seven-year run as a starting quarterback?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe, just because the league doesn't have a lot of those guys.
I mean, like, do you believe this is a guy for the next 3 years? Hey, we don't have to worry about the quarterback. I'll ask a better question. Are you worried about the quarterback position in San Francisco? Does that position need to be upgraded?
Here's what I would say.
If he's already a top seven, top eight quarterback, or even top 10, it's really hard to upgrade past the golden four.
Yeah, but can't we also see that these things are very cyclical? And, like, Kirk Cousins had it a couple years ago. Injuries, gone. Like, I think of Jimmy Garoppolo. We spent so much time talking about franchise quarterbacks.
Do you really believe Kirk Cousins had it, though? We've always been down on Kirk.
No, you and I have, but he was a good player. Like, he was a solid player. Was he overpaid? Probably. You know what I mean? Was he overrated? Probably. But he was a really good player. You can win a lot of games with him. You know, like, his team was a fringe playoff team for every year. It was some dysfunctional organization stuff in Washington. Was he not?
Nah, I don't. I mean, they were okay.
So you just never thought he was good?
I've never been a Kirk. You know me. He's okay, but I never thought, boy, let me give the keys to Kirk Cousins. He's going to win you a lot of football games.
No, I
never subscribed to that with Kirk. Never. That's just me, though.
Look, I think the Brock thing.
Let me add something to Kirk Cousins real quick. And I think the reason why Kirk Cousins got the bag and why people maybe have a different view of him, I think quarterback position, contrary to what most people think, I think it's at an all-time worst collectively. There's so many bad quarterbacks in the league. So many bad quarterbacks.
There's always been bad.
But yeah, right now it's like the Golden Four, and then it's like you flip a coin. You never know what you're going to get on a weekly basis from a lot of these guys. So the bottom half of the quarterback position in this league, it's just like the New York Giants. Oh, my God. You go watch one of their games, you're like, dear God, what am I watching here? What am I watching?
Yeah, that's what the Niners went through for, a long stretch.
Exactly. But I'm saying collectively in the league, not just a singular team, because I know that's why it's just so funny that people want to move off of Brock Purdy so fast because of what we did go through with the 49ers. But overall in the league, like Cleveland, they're playing musical chairs. Jameis not the answer. DTR is not the answer. So you have so many questions. I don't even know if Russell Wilson is going to be a long-term solution at Pittsburgh. Who the hell knows what Pittsburgh's going to do?
I think
the New York Jets. I don't know if Drake May. So overall, I'm just thinking, do you really want to move off of Brock Purdy? Because what are the better options?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to just move off of him without options and whatnot. But I do think, is my confidence in him at a low point? Probably. Would I insulate myself with bringing in somebody behind him, either to tutor, under his tutelage, as a draft pick, or some random guy, hypothetically, we've heard Justin Fields and Mac Jones. Would I bring a reclamation project in? Yeah, I probably would. I think it worked out for Sam Darnold in the sense that he got a chance to see how to train like a professional behind Brock Purdy and what stability does for an individual. And then going back to the confidence thing, I do think his confidence was shot. You know, playing on those New York Jets teams were just, it's a nightmare. It's a disaster. You're seeing it play out with Caleb Williams. I don't even know if Peyton Manning would survive with the situation that's going on with Chicago right now. So, I still think that he's the guy for right now. But what I'm learning in the NFL is, to your point, I think there's only a handful of guys that are going to spend a decade with their team under center. I mean, Russell Wilson, I thought, was going to be a 15 to 20-year Seattle Seahawk.
He was there for damn near a decade, though. He had a hell of a run in Seattle. Hell of a run.
I know, but if I would have told you in 2018, that he wouldn't be finishing his career out in Seattle, you'd find that hard to believe.
I mean, it happens in pro sports, right? I mean, hell, Joe Namath didn't end up with the New York Jets. He didn't finish his career with the Jets. Johnny Unitas didn't finish his career the Baltimore Colts, hell, right here in this market. Joe Montana didn't finish with the San Francisco 49ers. Things happen here.
Yeah, but when we say franchise quarterback, I think that there's an assumption approximately 7 to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So, if you say that to me with Brock Purdy, I'm going 1 to 2 years, and then I'll reassess where I'm at. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be a 7 to 10-year starter for the 49ers, and I was wrong on that one. I thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be a 7 to 10-year starter for the 49ers. I was wrong on that one. I thought Alex Smith, when he was initially drafted, was going to be a 7 to 10. I mean, he couldn't even be a starter 4 years in. So I think that things dramatically shift, and you almost have to take in 2-year increments.
Here's a question. And I'm going to steal this from Zach, and I believe he's from South Carolina. Shout out to South Carolina, Comcast Business Text Line. Morning, fellas. Zach from SC. The idea of moving off Purdy is just silly. The question is, can we win a Super Bowl with him? And I think everyone agrees we can. Talk of how he plays when things aren't perfect is also silly. Look at Kansas City right now. Pat is playing his worst ball with limited receivers, but the defense is amazing. If he was a first-round pick, the perspective would be different. So I guess that is a question. Can you win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy?
I have more doubts today than I ever have. I'm not saying that he can't. I never thought Nick Foles could win a Super Bowl. I would never, just absolutely never. Like, Desmond Ritter will never win a Super Bowl. That I feel pretty confident in saying, for example. But,
Not starting anyways.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I think he's going to be
I don't think he's an NFL player.
He's going to be out of the league.
Yeah, so. But like I feel pretty confident saying Desmond Ridder will never win a Super Bowl. I have more doubts on Brock Purdy winning a Super Bowl today than maybe at any point ever. But I also said the same thing about Sam Darnold. And what did they win, 12 games right now? They're 12 and whatever, too? I never want to say never, but I have more doubts now than I've ever had.
Spinoni 11, you believe that Brock Purdy can win a Super Bowl? I mean, we saw this guy take Mahomes. I mean, they went through overtime and lost.
Yeah, he can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
I echo that belief.
I mean, you got to an NFC Championship game. You got deep into the playoffs. We see him win. Rally in playoff games.
So you think he can win a Super Bowl?
I think he can win a Super Bowl, but the team, obviously the defense has to be a little bit better. And, you know, he's not the perfect quarterback. He's not. But can he function at a high level with an offense with playmakers? Absolutely.
So let me do this exercise, and I'm just curious. Like, do you think Jared Goff can win you a Super Bowl?
I'm not 100% sure Jared Goff will win a Super Bowl. But I do think with those weapons, with this team right now, I don't think Detroit's going to the Super Bowl. But Jared Goff is capable of winning the Super Bowl. I know the other guy's like, boy, I don't think Detroit's winning it this year, but I do believe Jared Goff is good enough to help his team win the Super Bowl. The guy can make all the throws.
So then why do you view him different than, let's say, Dak Prescott?
Like, I don't view him different. I don't view Jared. I think Jared Goff is solid. I thought Jared Goff, I actually, when Jared Goff got traded, I thought he got a lot of unwarranted heat.
Do you think that Dak Prescott can win a Super Bowl?
I think Dak is, you know what, with the right structure, Dak possibly can. Dak had a top five offense for 3 years in a row with limited weapons. Limited weapons. I like Dak. I like Dak. With the right pieces around him, yes, he's capable of going on a run, but you got to have, things have to be almost perfect,
of,
right?
Of course, of
In
course,
the NFL,
course,
it's never going to be perfect, but you got to have a second wide receiver.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a second wide receiver. He doesn't have a third wide receiver. They lost Schultz, the tight end. He has no running game whatsoever. But he did lead a top five offense in the regular season. But when you got Mike McCarthy as your head coach, yeah, I don't think he can win a Super Bowl with that head coach.
Well, and also,
can you flip the head coach? Head coach matters too.
I know, but Dak also has thrown up all over himself in the first half of every playoff loss that they've had.
Again, they took the Niners to the brink in a playoff game.
And he also threw. He almost threw a lot of them.
But I also don't think he can win with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy. I think that's also baked into it. I know Brock Purdy has Kyle Shanahan. I think they're capable of winning the Super Bowl. Dan Campbell, I like Dan Campbell. I think he's a riverboat gambler, no doubt about it. But you know what? They can win up there in Detroit. Now, this year, I think their defense is too damn decimated. I don't think they're going to go far in the playoffs because of that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.